Harper Audio presents The Magician's Assistant by Ann Patchett, performed by Karen Ziemba. Copyright 1997 by Ann Patchett. Production copyright 2008 by HarperCollins Publishers. At the intersection of George Burns and Gracie Allen, Parsifal is dead. That is the end of the story. The technician and the nurse rushed in from their glass booth. Where there had been a perfect silence a minute before, there was now tremendous activity, the straining sounds of two men unexpectedly thrown into hard work. The technician stepped between Parsifal and Sabine, and she had no choice but to let go of Parsifal's hand. When they counted to three and then lifted Parsifal's body from the metal tongue of the MRI machine and onto the gurney, his head fell back, his mouth snapping open with no reflexes to protect it. Sabine saw all of his beautiful teeth, the two gold crowns on the back molars shining brightly in the overhead fluorescent light. The heavy green sheet that they had given him for warmth got stuck in the guardrail lock. The nurse struggled with it for a second, and then threw up his hands as if to say they didn't have time for this, when in fact they had all the time in the world. Parsifal was dead, and would be dead whether help was found in half a minute, or in an hour, or a day. They rushed him around the corner and down the hall without a word to Sabine. The only sound was the quick squeak of rubber wheels and rubber soles against the linoleum. Sabine stood there, her back against the massive MRI machine, her arms wrapped around her chest, waiting. It was, in a way, the end of Sabine.